The Bible reading today is from Psalms 139, and it's verses 1 to 18. And today I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. So Psalms 139, 1 to 18. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me.
Moments. Small parcel of time. An intimate piece of time. Moments come and moments go. And every moment is special. Now, you've heard that word plenty of times. You tell someone, I'll be back in a moment. Sometimes moments are a bit longer than what you'd like, but anyway. Or, I'll give you a ring back in a moment. Or, you think how many times you would use the word moment in a day. So, moments are very special. You have sad moments, happy moments, encouraging moments, moments that you think, that wasn't a very good moment. You might have let your guard down and it became a dreadful moment. But nonetheless, there are encouraging moments, sad, cheerful, exhilarating, all sorts of moments. Some are life-changing. Back a fair while, I was sitting at the drums in a church community and we were just about to start the service and I noticed this young lady coming. Never seen her before. I thought, oh. Said nothing more until an introduction came. And she was a primary teacher of one of the elders. Introduced her, Ruth Lillian Gardner. That was a while back. And she's my beautiful wife now. That was a life-changing moment. Right? I had one just recently. We were away at Pambula Beach. I went over to the surf to see what it was like. And as I was coming back, there weren't any caravans in this section. As I was coming back, whilst along, oh, this is a lovely day. And the next minute, whoa! I must have walked into a plovers area. And for 8 moments, I was, put me hat off and tried everything. I was looking for a bit of stick of wood because it was vicious. And I mean, it come this way and I thought, ah, oh, it's gone. No, it came, did a U-turn and came back again. And that moment taught me later that we were reading in Scripture about that the enemy is out to get you. And to me, that was a brilliant example. This plover was out to get me. So much so that I was sort of nearly in panic mode and I tripped over one of the concrete pads and so damaged my knees and all that sort of stuff, and I was still waving my hat around. And a woman was sitting over on a chair and she was having a lovely moment because she saw it all happening. And when I got back to the caravan, Ruth said, wow, that was some moment. She happened to be looking out the window and watched the whole thing going on. And so moments of make up your day, make up our minutes, seconds, minutes, hours, days. And in the end, if we can listen to those moments, there's some important things to remember from them. Now, in your life, if you're a follower of Jesus, you will have had a unique moment. Somewhere you have had a moment where you decided either to follow Jesus, give your life to him, you were born again, or you decided that your life wasn't any good and you wanted to follow him and give your life to him. So that would have been a unique moment somewhere. Now, you mightn't be able to get the exact specific date or time, but a lot of people could. They could tell you it was at the 1959 Billy Graham in the afternoon. Or it could have been when you knelt beside your bed and asked Jesus into your life at a certain time and a certain date. Others, it might be over a period of time. But it would be unique to you and no one else when you started to follow Jesus. Now, Jesus had a significant moment, and that was when it says in Mark 1, Jesus was baptized by John. And at that moment, it says, the heavens were torn open and the Spirit of God came down like a dove. And a voice out of the blue said, this is my son, whom I love and I am well pleased with. Now that was significant because guess what? The very next moment, he was led into the desert. Now, when Ruth and I were in Israel, and if anyone else has been there, you know if you go into that area, that is wilderness, that is desert, you're pushing to find a bit of grass. And he was there for 40 days. So that would have been a very, very significant moment. Now, when you read Psalm 139, did you pick up... I was going to say, did you pick up anything out of that? Now, if you didn't, you've just lost a brilliant moment. It says, God is with us every moment, every day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Now get your head around that. He's with you whether you're sitting up, lying down, going out, coming in. He is with you every moment. Now, that's a fascinating Bible verse, that's those Psalm 139, because it says you can't go anywhere and he's not there. Just think for a moment. He's here. When you leave, he's there. When you're at home, he's there. When you're at work, he's there. When you got your feet up on the couch watching the footy, he is there. So remember, God is with you at every moment. And it says, every moment is laid out. Your life is made up of so many moments, and yet it says in Scripture, each moment is laid out in front of you. Now, how significant, how important that is, if we can get our head around the fact that God is with us in every moment. I don't know what your response to that is, but mine will be, I will trust him. If he's there and he holds my hand and he leads me, what have I got to worry about? So that is a significant, precious moment to hang your hook on. That he is there each moment of every day. Now, you read through Scripture and there's lots of times where something happens at a certain moment. When Jesus was on the cross and he breathed his last, what happened? The curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom. It says, at that moment, that's what happened. Right? So there's plenty of examples. And in Jesus' life, as a follower of life, I came across this, an incredible moment. I was given this book for Father's Day by my son and daughter-in-law, and it only took me a few days to read it, because it's one of those books that once you start, the moments get a bit longer and you just keep reading. I want to read you just one thing in it. And the book is about the greatest story ever told, but it's from different people's perspective. It was from Mary, the mother, Peter, John, and this one was from Thomas, one of his disciples. Now, just listen for a moment. Remember, it's from Thomas's perspective. We travelled all over the region. Everywhere we went, Jesus appeared to be casting out demons, breaking fevers, and healing paralysed limbs. Everyone went wild for him. It was an incredible time, and even though the days rushed by in a blur of crowds, sickness, tears and laughter, there were always moments within them that stood out. Like the time the man with a severe leprosy knelt before Jesus, and of course the crowd instantly recoiled, keeping their distance. Sickness or disability is one thing, leprosy, though, is another. It's something that you simply don't mess with. We had all been taught since childhood to avoid contact with a leper at all costs, and the fear of catching leprosy is all too real. Everyone in the crowd that knew that, you get too close to a leper at your own risk, and the cost is often perilously high. Lepers are considered so unclean and their disfigurement so disgusting that they are banished from entering towns or villages. They can't work, They're separated from their families and friends, and they get confined to leper colonies in an often futile attempt to keep their uncleanliness contained. As they approach anyone, they are forced to ring a bell and shout in a loud voice as a warning, unclean, unclean. The sound of this is enough to instill fear into the hearts of anyone nearby. Trust me, life as a leper is brutal. It means complete separation and isolation, followed by a slow decline to death, riddled with scabs, deformities and weeping sores. And we all heard the horror stories of limbs and fingers of lepers simply falling off as they got infected and decomposed before the leper's very eyes. It was hard not to be shocked when you saw this leper. His face was like molten wax, and his fingers was either missing or mishappen. He just stood there alone, a low caste to this town. People were shouting at him to get away, and what did Jesus do? He stepped forward, close to the man, and let the leper speak. Master, he said, if you want to, you can heal my body. Jesus knelt, reached down, and reached out his hand and touched the leper. Not on filthy rags that covered his back, he touched his hand. Then Jesus touched his head. Skin on skin, clean on unclean. I want to, Jesus whispered. Be clean. As soon as, at that moment, as the words had left Jesus' mouth, the leprosy just melted away. In front of our eyes, the broken skin, the lesions, the warts, they just vanished. As if they had just dissolved away in a second like salt water in water. Like salt in water, swirled in water. The leprosy wasn't just released or reduced or eased, not gradually receding or slowly healing over. It was just gone. His skin was clear, bright and whole. The lips of his fingers, the tips of his fingers were restored. The leper stood there dumbfounded, eyes wide open in shock. He was feeling his arms and stroking his face. Oh, clear, clean. He started rapidly feeling all over his body, started tearing his bandages off. Everything was new, smooth, restored. Right there, before 100 pair of eyes, the leper had been made like new. Nobody could quite believe what they had seen. The whole crowd gasped. Their faces were turned to Jesus. Others were just standing there and shaking their head in amazement. Then the shouting and the cheers of joy erupted. Once the crowd started, it sounded like they would never stop. Their hands reached out and their people surged towards Jesus. It was the most beautiful, chaotic moment you could ever imagine. When I read that, wherever Jesus went, there were moments that if we could hang our hat on, would change our lives too. In Ephesians 5 it says, make the most of every moment or every opportunity, doing what God wants you to do. Make the most of every moment. I think Jesus is trying to say to us in Scripture, the Word of God is trying to get us to do four things with moments. One is be present in the moment. Ruth and I, this is a see-through moment. Ruth and I, if we were having a coffee at a shop, I've got to watch where I sit because sometimes I am not as present as I'd like to be in the moment with my wife because, oh, there's someone going by me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm guilty of that. I don't know whether anyone else is, whether I'm just a solo moment, but there comes to be times where that occurs. And so we watch. Sometimes I sit so I'm looking at a wall, and then I'm concentrating on Ruth. Right. So be present in the moment. Now that means when you're reading scripture, it says in Hebrews that God's word is alive and active. Do we read it like that? Or we're not even present in the moment, you know? When we're praying, do you ever find that you're not as present as you'd like to be in the moment? And when you're talking to others, not just your spouse, but you have a conversation. Have you ever been in a conversation with a person and that person is looking past you, not in your face? If you want to get someone's attention, look them in the eyes. It's amazing what happens. They go, oh, I've realised I'm not in the moment, right? That's our challenge, one, to be present in the moment. The second is to appreciate these moments. Now, you ever think of the moments you have in a day, that some of them go past and you don't have time to appreciate them? You see the sunrise or the sunset, depending on what sort of person you are. Do you appreciate it? God made it. Look at it and go, wow. Appreciate it and recognise that God is in that moment too. When you haven't seen a friend for a while, appreciate them. I just had a friend I haven't seen. He said he came down from Sydney to hear me speak today. Now, how appreciative can that be? He didn't know I was speaking to you, by the way, but at any rate, that was encouraging. And I appreciated that moment. Right? So, you get times when a lot of people can appreciate what you have done. And there's a little thing I wanted to, that when you make the most of these moments, to appreciate them, to be present in them, another one is to embrace them. It's not easy when something comes and all of a sudden it's a crisis. What we do in those moments, whether we can trust God, tests us out. Do we embrace that moment, knowing full well that God is with you? Because some moments are tough. Some moments really can tear you apart. But God said in his word, in that Psalm 139, I am with you every moment. And he says, I will hold you with my right hand fast. Now, I'm amazed how a parent will grab hold of a kid in a crisis or in a crowd and hold on fast. That's what God will do in those moments if you embrace the moment and hang on fast. And then the last one is, so I'll be finished in a moment, is make the most of every moment. In the kingdom of God, there are moments every time that you are going, doing, being, whatever. And my encouragement is, and Jesus' encouragement is, make the most of that moment. Because it says in Scripture, make the moment count. And if we walk through life, just meandering through life and not recognise that Jesus is demanding of us, make the most of every moment. Be obedient to the call on your life and be present with others especially too. So, make the most of it. So, those four. Be present. Embrace. Give me a moment. Appreciate. Thanks for your help. Because sometimes in some moments, I forget things. And make the most of every opportunity, make the most of every moment. We're going to sing a song in a minute, which is Follow the Son, because I am the way, the truth and the life. And my encouragement is to you, and to me, to follow the Son, to follow Jesus, and make the most of every moment and make every moment count. Amen. Righto.